Focus on testing. Page 21. Activity 1. Pragmatic understanding. Lecture. Listen again to the lecture, Learning to Speak Someone Else's Language, from Part 2 of this chapter. Close your books and take more notes as you listen. Then open your books and answer the following pragmatic understanding questions. 1. Listen again to part of the lecture.
How many languages are there in the world? And can we ever really learn to speak someone else's language?
Any more? No?
Why does the professor say, any more? No? Two. Listen again to part of the lecture.
For a long time, people thought that we learned language only by imitation and association. For example, a baby touches a hot pot and starts to cry. The mother says, hot, hot. And the baby, when it stops crying, imitates the mother and says, hot, hot. The baby then associates the word hot with the burning feeling. However, Noam Chomsky, a famous linguist, said that although children do learn some words by imitation and association, they also combine words to make sentences in ways they have never heard before.
What is the professor's opinion about learning languages through imitation and association? 3. How would the professor answer the student's question, can we ever really learn to speak someone else's language? 4. Listen again to part of the lecture.
As I sat at home preparing for this lecture, I looked up at the collage on my wall and took a bite out of my croissant. Later, I experienced a moment of déjà vu. So, to describe my activities this morning, I have just used three words borrowed from French, collage, croissant, and déjà vu, because they describe certain things and experiences better than any English words.
Why does the professor mention three French words? 5. Listen again to part of the lecture.
We may also learn to understand things in ways that we could not before.
What is the professor implying in this statement?